That'd be funny. Yeah. Like Steve Capeman of another radio station that I stole a plaque off of.
You stole a plaque from a radio station?
Yes, it was on Sampson Street in downtown.
At the corner of Brutal and Handsome. Yes.
It was a country rock and roll band place. Really great restaurant.
Whatever happened to that plaque?
I gave it to a disc jockey. He's got a brother named Steve Capen.
Yes. Yeah, right. You gave it to Lamont Smith, I think.
Yeah.
And he's got it safely tucked away in his pants.
And
either that or he's just sad to see you.
And Stephen, you know, since how you gave me your wife and your daughter, I thought I'd give you my plaque.
I think that's an even swap.
And when I steal KSFX's building, mm-hmm. I thought maybe I could give you the building.
Well, you know what they say at the Church of Eternal Torment, don't you? Eat
Neutron.
Flaming death.
Yes, you can eat my
capitalist pig.
Any day, Capen.
Thank you very much. Goodbye. Hello. It's our old pal, Gaddafi Doc. How about a big hand for Gaddafi Doc?
Hey,
how you doing, Doc? Listen, you got that $10 you owe me? Listen, man, you owe me the money. I gave it to you. When you were down and out, I'm going to be unemployed. The least you can do is pay me back. That's no excuse. Well, I was out of work, too. Yeah, but I've got a family of ducks to support as well. Scum? Hey, wait a second. Hey, will you handle this call, Eddie? You got a gun on you, Gaddafi?
Listen, let me just help you out here. Wait a second. Wait. You know that money you owe me? You could work it off by sort of cleaning up around the house and sweeping up peacock crap off the front porch.
It's right up your alley, Duck. Here's a little memento of this program just for you. Are you there? Are you listening closely? Have you got your eyes closed? It's a big surprise. Here it is.
Hit him some more, slap him around.
Macho, macho, macho shave. Chick Super 2 for the macho shave.
Get macho close with Chick Super 2. Each twin blade home to the ultimate sharp for shaves so close they're macho close. Fits Atra and Track 2 razors.
Macho, macho, macho shave. Chick Super 2. For the macho shave,
Chick Super 2. For the macho shave. Hey, Bob, give me a lift downtown?
Sure, hop in. Something wrong with your car?
Yeah. Hey, turn up your Jensen.
When are you going to get your own Jensen?
Today. See, if I buy any Jensen car receiver before May 31st, I get a disc washer, Perfect Path cassette head cleaner free, worth $6.95.
That'll keep your Jensen sounding great.
Yeah, thanks for the lift.
Hey, what's wrong with your car anyway?
No Jensen in it. Yet.
Jensen, when it's a sound, the sound that moves you.
You know what we could do is just not play any more music. I think they've already thought of that, though. Now, let me find something in here. How about 2052? Thank you. And Heroes, we're playing a lot of good music today. You don't want to tune out today. We have lots of good music
one of the
on
big
the radio
hits by
here.
By the Weasels will be coming up a little later.
Beat her with a spoon.
And got a great day out there. The leading economic indicators show the recession is not breaking up as had earlier been prayed for. In fact, it says that we're sinking a little further into the recession. How's that for Friday morning news?
That's exciting, uplifting news.
Yes. Get
and
you out
also,
of
you guys who are going to the Stephen Capen School of Broadcasting, that's another $35. That's called stalling for time. During normal operating hours, most of you like to pick DJs' minds asking where rock and roll is going, as Marshall always says. Recently, though, with sudden dramatic changes in old institutions, the questions change to what is going on with rock and what's happening to radio. And, well, we asked a wise man, a man named Augie Bloom, some of the same questions you've been asking us. Augie's a Bay Area record and artist promotion man, but more than that, he's something of a legend, having helped Grunt and the Starship get off the ground a few years ago. Augie's efforts center around the smaller labels these days. The question is, for Augie, what is happening to FM radio?
Well, it's happening to radio. It's not just happening to FM, and it's not just happening to rock and roll radio. It's really a sad thing to see what's happened with these ratings. As you well know, as we all well know, ratings unfortunately determine how well radio stations do at the cash register, because the business of radio is to sell time. And the more listeners they have, the more they can prove to their advertisers how much their time is worth. Consequently, they either raise or lower their rates. Hopefully, they don't lower them. But radio is a business of selling time. And
but what happened to
competition for that advertising dollar has become so great that you've seen a fractionalization or a fragmentation that's been going on, where instead of a radio station going after the entire listening audience, they predetermined that they're only going to go after the 10% that they're interested in.
Starship themselves, 7:22 in the morning from KSVX Radio on day 9 of the last 11 days of rock and roll. And now, I'd like to bring on a man who we all know and love in the radio industry, a man who has spent many years dedicating his life to the dissemination of news. A man who, furthermore, has experienced in his personal life great revelations about what it means to do and read the news. A man who has given of himself to all of us more than any other. A man who is known and loved by all of us. That's the guy, Marshall Phillips is here. Marshall Phillips?
1979 was a real pit of a year. Not only did nuclear power bail out on us, we ran out of gas and the American embassy in Iran was taken over. That happened on November the 4th of 1979. Newsman Chris Stanley managed to reach another newsman who was in Tehran, a fellow named Alex Payne from Los Angeles. He was in Iran and he presented a more reasoned look at the attitudes of the Iranians following that takeover.
Tell me something. When you're talking to these student leaders, what is the attitude you get back from them? We hear their words, we read the news reports, and occasionally get the, you know, flashes of film with people jumping up and down and yelling. But when you're actually having conversations with these people, what kind of attitude are they projecting to you?
Well, you know, the things you see on television are just some of the wilder scenes. You go a block or two away from the embassy or Tehran University, where most of these demonstrations are occurring, and the city of Tehran is normal. It's a big city, bustling, 5 million people, a lot of smog, traffic jams. You know, the city goes about its business. The crowds, they appear to be wild, but you can walk through the crowds. The people here say they like Americans. They just dislike the American government. And walking through the crowds, they clear a path for you. Their attitude is of one of a revolutionary spirit. They overthrew the Shah. They claim that he killed and tortured many here. The United States government supported him, and that's why they dislike the United States government. But they feel that taking the hostages is just an act of war, that they're in the middle of a war with the United States government and not its people. They feel that the embassy was a spy center, and the people inside were spies, and they don't think anything's wrong with that.
During 1979, gold, not surprisingly, rode the crest of a surging upward wave of speculation and maybe a bit of panic, the price of gold hitting a record high of over $400 an ounce. We'll be back with a look at weather after this.
Cynthia, if you want to stay a model, you'd better cut out the candy.
But each piece has always had less than 10 calories.
Each juicy piece?
You bet your lifesavers.
Hey, bud, your money or your lifesavers. Hurry up.
I'm thinking. Now let's see, this great butter rum flavor for less than 10 calories.
Rough decision, huh, bud?
You bet your lifesavers.
Can Lifesavers Roll Candy add more flavor to your life with less than 10 calories each?
You bet your lifesavers.
I'm still thinking.
I was lying on the beach. I knew I needed a change to something really exciting. When she came into range, she wore piña colada.
Tropical land.
And a tan dark and deep, she wore piña colada.
Tropical land.
She made my heart leap.
Try the latest Savage scent in the Savage Tan. Piña colada in tropical blend. Let you tan fast. Moisturizes to help keep you soft. Original coconut or
piña colada. Tropical blend.
Well, I'll go ahead and give you the official weather forecast. It calls for sunshine today. Yeah, lots of sunshine, as you can see outside. Highs will be in the mid-60s along the coast, mid-70s inland, and that does it for me. I'm Marshall Phillips, along with Stephen Capen, both of us looking back at the year 1979 on KSFX. On KSFX.
He's distorting the microphone again. You having a hard time queuing that up, Louis?
Yes. Okay.
Stall for time. Well, tell them about the time we went over to that place and we did all that stuff and we picked
up
those people.
How about Oakland, 50 degrees, about 2 hours
ago. Not that boring crap, Marshall. Say something interesting.
San Francisco 49. I'm Marshall Phillips here on KSFX.
Oh, okay. We can try
that
now.
They said to say the call letters
a lot. Okay. Yeah, say the call letters a lot.
Isn't it?
That's part of the business, yes. Thank you, Marshall.
You're welcome.
I appreciate everything you've done for us this morning, and I really would appreciate if you'd do more for us later on. Thank you. Is this it? Oh, it just crashed. Hey, there you go. Okay, this is Jeff Beck at KSFX 7:27 in the morning on day 9 of 11 in the last morning product. And this is called Freeway Jam. I guess it's appropriate this morning.
take care of that. All right, good. Okay, that's it. That's
excuse me, I was just shortening my legs. Listen, we have somebody on the phone this morning who'd like to say goodbye. Who's leaving, me or you?
Can one be? I'm so depressed.
You sound really depressed. And why are you depressed?
I'm so depressed.
Mm-hmm.
It's like because my favorite disc jockey is going away and nobody cares. But I care.
Well, Michael Stevens actually will still be here, so you don't have to worry about a thing. He's still on the air.
Oh, he's a sweetie, but I'm going to miss you too.
You are. Well, listen, I have a song this morning that'll cheer you up.
Cheer me up?
Mm-hmm.
But how?
We played a little bit of this yesterday afternoon on the air, and if we had played these songs all along, we wouldn't be in this trouble right now. But
more
than likely. This is Baron Lee and the Blue Rhythm Band. You ever heard of them?
No, sounds great.
What year were you born in? What year were you born in?
Okay, 64.
1964?
A very good year.
Just a baby, huh? Hey, guys. Feeling a little old? Well, these people were performing these numbers. Let me see. Yeah, at the Apollo Theater on 125th Street between 7th and 8th Avenues in New York City in 1932.
God, I missed everything, didn't I?
Indeed. This is Baron Lee and the Blue Rhythm Band, and this song is called Reefer Man.
Have you ever met that funny reefer man? If he says he swam to China, wants to sell you South Carolina, then you know you're talking to that reefer man. Have you ever met that funny, funny reefer man? Have you ever met that funny reefer man? If he trades you dimes for nickels and calls watermelons pickles, then you know you're talking to that reefer man.
Recording time and money, so that had to end real quick. That's Baron Lee and the Blue Rhythm Band. It's called Reefer Man from KSFX Radio. My favorite Reefer Man was Terry McGovern, one of the guys that I replaced at another radio
station. Hi there, this is Terry McGovern.
That's what I just said,
Terry. For those of you who don't remember me, I used to do a morning show on KSAN. And for those of you who don't remember KSAN, that's one of the reasons why I'm talking to you now on KSFX. Because my friends up there, my friend Hank London, who used to produce my show for me, and Richard Gossett, who is on KSFX,
They've informed me that KSFX is going off the air. And they said, why don't you make a tape and just say something about that, whatever comes to your mind. Well, I'll tell you what comes to my mind. It is driving me nuts that stations, good radio stations, are systematically shutting down operation. You know, this is San Francisco, gang. Don't sit back and take this. We lost KSFX. I'm getting upset. Now, are you going to do something about it, or do I have to fly up there personally and run this? I want you to do what you can. At least let yourselves be heard. If you're out there, if you really care about keeping a great rock and roll station on the air, do something about it. Now, if I find out you didn't, I'm going to come up and you're going to have to answer to me personally. That's it. I'm finished. Play some rock and roll.
Oh, okay. All right. Who's giving the orders around here anyway? All I need is a couple of ball bearings for my hands.
Who ate the strawberries? Who's in charge here?
It's 22 minutes before 8 o'clock in the morning from KSFX Radio on the final morning problem. This is David Bowie. KSFX Radio. It's 17 minutes before 8 o'clock in the morning, and that's Heroes. Good music to drink coffee by, eh, Louie?
Huh? Yes, Mr. Capon.
And who writes everything and produces everything around here, guys?
You do, Mr. Capon.
Who is the funniest hero in the world, guys?
You are, Mr. Capon.
That's what I like to hear. Thank you, gentlemen.
You're welcome, Mr. Capon.
Talking baseball in San Francisco. 25 giant years.
Jack, where do you think you're going?
To your folks' little dinner party.
In your Giants cap and jersey.
Yeah, and my Giants pants, my Giants socks, my Giants wristband. Well, I wish the Giants made underwear.
Jack, if you show up like that, my folks will faint.
I know, then we won't have to go there anymore. Oh, can I borrow your cleats?
No.
Just for tonight.
No.
I wouldn't mind if we were going to go with your parents to a Giants game. You know, I could get lost in the crowd and the food. And what?
Jack, you know my father hasn't left the house since the Seals were here.
Yeah, I know a way we can get him out of the house.
How?
Tell him the Giants are having leisure suit night at camp. Candlestick.
Go get changed.
Oh.
Yes.
Talking baseball. Giants by the bay.
The Mets are in town this weekend for four games, and Sunday's doubleheader is Frank Robinson Hall of Fame Day, co-sponsored by Eastern Airlines. You'll get a beautiful Frank Robinson photo album, and we'll honor Robbie between games. See you Sunday. First game starts at noon.
And our next contestant is...
Charles C. Wheatmealer.
Well, welcome to Repeat After Me.
Thank you. I've always had a keen desire to be on your show.
Good. Now, are you ready to repeat after me?
Yes, I am.
Okay, repeat after me. Dodge Ram 50 pickups beat the imports.
You mean Datsuns and Toyotas, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Okay, repeat after me. Dodge Ram 50...
isn't that because when you compare standard models, they have larger payloads and load areas than Datsuns and Toyotas?
Right. Larger standard payloads and load areas.
Okay.
Okay, repeat after me.
And don't Dodge Ram 50 pickups also have more fuel capacity than the Datsuns and Toyotas?
Right. More fuel capacity.
And the largest available engines are the Royal and Sport models.
Look, Mr. Wheatnealer, on repeat after me, you're supposed to repeat after me.
Oh, look, Mr. Wheatnealer, on repeat after me, you're supposed to repeat after me. How's that?
Yes. Next contestant, please.
Yes, next contestant.
Sign up for the Great Dodge Prospector Gold Rush at your Dodge truck dealer. You could win a treasure chest of prizes, including 12 troy ounces of gold.
Am I supposed to be repeating this?
Nothing to buy. For licensed drivers 18 years or older, Gold Rush ends May 31st. Void where prohibited. Your dealer has details.
Your dealer has details.
We know.
We know.
Do we know? Okay, do we know what's going on here this morning? This, I've never seen such a packed house. This is great. It's like Shea Stadium, 1965. Hello? Hello? And the phone calls keep pouring in, too. Hello? Oh, no, wait a second. Hang on. That's later. Hello?
Good morning.
Yes?
I would like to make you an offer with the death of underground radio.
Yes.
I'd like to announce the beginning of underwater radio.
Oh.
I'm the social director for the new station KSUB.
KSUB, all underwater radio.
All underwater radio.
Is that, wasn't that, I worked for a radio station in Reno called K-Mob Radio. It was all riots all the time. We used to beat each other up on the air.
The competition.
Hello? Yes?
Yes, well, as soon as we get our studios, we're negotiating with the Argentine government.
Oh, good.
To get our studios, and we're interested in employing you.
Well, I'd love to be a part of that. Let me know when it happens. Right now, they're busy. There are destroyers and battleships steaming toward the Falklands. Her Majesty's ship, Thunder Thighs, is leading the whole group down there. It's amazing. Thank you. Hello?
Yeah, Steven.
Yeah.
Scotty here.
Hey, Scotty here.
What's going on?
Not too much. How's things back there?
Not too bad. I'm in Marblehead this morning.
You got marbles in your head this morning.
Well, yeah, I was wondering about that. Listen, I got to tell you, I'm really going to miss you. We're going to miss the music, the wit, but most of all, what I think is the most important thing that you give us in the morning.
Louie.
No, really, seriously, is the delay at the lights.
The delay at the lights?
Yes, when you're...
Oh. What are you talking... I don't cause that delay.
Well, no, I personally like to find out what the delay is. I mean, I'm listening when you're talking about it, you know?
When we say there's a 3 to 4 minute delay at the lights...
Personally, I think that's important, and I think we have to know
it. It is kind of important. Actually, it's this one guy, man, who's sitting in a Jaguar XKE rolling a joint, and he causes this problem every single day.
She was a princess, desired by all men, possessed by none. He was a warrior, a barbarian mercenary, and son of a king. Between them, the sorcerer. Black magic and blood. The battle between the sword and the sorcerer. For a kingdom, and for a woman worth a kingdom. See The Sword and the Sorcerer. Rated R, under 17, must be accompanied by parent.
Is there some dissension in the ranks this morning?
Are you guys arguing with each other?
Is there going to be a mutiny here today?
Hey, please.
Okay, now playing in theaters and drive-ins throughout the Bay Area. That's known as a tag, and for those of you children in the Stephen H. Capon Broadcasting School, that's another $25 on your fee sheet.
Oh, again.
These kids are going broke going to this broadcasting school, but they get lots of parking tickets and citations. Let me see. Louis, I'm sorry, I didn't tell you what record we're going to play. We're going to play Lonesome and a Long Way from Home by Eric Clapton, which is my all-time favorite record.
Hey,
what?
I don't see it on this playlist.
Well, wait a second. Isn't it on this list right here?
It ain't on my list.
I don't have it on this list over here. It's not on that list over here. Oh, well, play it anyway, though. The seething rabble you hear in the background will be duly noted at the end of this program this morning. It's 11 to go before 8, and news is next!
Such a lovely day, but something's wrong. Something's gotta be wrong. I just left home this morning. This old road keeps rolling on and on. Rolling, rolling on and on. Will somebody help me?
Somebody help me.
Somebody help me.
Somebody help
me. Somebody
help me.
I've never been so lonesome in a long
time. Never been so lonesome
in a long
time.
Never been so lonesome in a long time.
Never been so lonesome. Never been so
somebody help me.
Somebody help me.
Somebody help me.
Understand how come we're not getting any food this morning? Every other morning we got lots of food. Everybody's food. In here this morning and everybody's hungry and there's no food.
Food?
There's the
food?
Voice of a man who hasn't eaten in 15 years.
Food.
And he's looking really thin.
Not since 1979.
What is it you substitute that food with, Marshall?
Air. The air around you, you can take
all
in,
right.
Grab hold of, and...
The first hydroponic human being.
Paris, Washington,
London.
From all points of the world, you are a witness to news as it happens.
from our I Don't Gotta Show You No Stinking Sponges file, Dateline San Francisco, California, the year 1979. It's the office of the Environmental Protection Agency. The media relations man there is attempting to explain the discovery of giant sponges growing out by the Farallon Islands.
The sponges that were found growing on the drums of radioactive waste material out by the Farallons are called glass sponges. They're made out of silica, and they're a deep-sea form of sponge. The reason they're so large is that they have to be large in order to filter large amounts of water necessary to extract nutrients where there are very few nutrients in the deep-sea bottom. We did some radiological studies on those sponges, and we found nothing unusual about them radiologically. There was no radioactivity in them, and the size of them is basically their normal size. The reason they were found in that location is that the drums provided them with a convenient substrate to grow on. The scientists who looked at them thought that if there had been rocks there for the sponges to grow on, they would have been the same size.
1979 also saw California get a brand new cash crop. It was called marijuana, and it was being grown up in the northern part of the state. According to the federal agents in the area, domestic cultivation of pot was a big business. We'll be right back with another look at the weather. Oh, we won't be. I'm sorry. I couldn't see Stephen. Is he hidden? Is he there? Is he all right? All right, taking you through 1979, this is KSFX. I'm Marshall Phillips.
Yes. Just think, you won't be able to say we'll be right back much longer.
No, that's the only cue I've got. How about in 60 seconds, you'll hear.
And then what happens?
Well, you were supposed to have done something then.
What was that? What am I supposed to do for 60 seconds?
No.
Children, this is called confusion. Those of you in the broadcasting school, that's another $85 fee.
I just broke my hand trying to give you a hand signal.
You gave me a hand signal and banged it against the glass. Ow. Okay, thank you, Marshall.
You're welcome.
Appreciate that. Hello?
Steven.
Hey, Sandy?
Yeah.
Let me just tell everybody this is Sandy Stahl, who is known to a lot of people in the radio and music business here in San Francisco, and she's calling from where?
From Chicago.
Perth, Australia? I can't hear you.
Chicago.
How's the weather in Chicago this morning, Sandy?
It's about 40 degrees.
Ugh. With a wind chill factor of 400 degrees below zero. How's things in Chicago?
Everything's just great.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be spring and summer soon.
Uh-huh. Listen, you got any spare jobs out there?
As a matter of fact, yeah.
Well, listen, we have... Marshall's ears just rose about 8 feet. You know, Marshall is still here, too. You know Marshall Phillips?
Uh-huh. Hi, Marshall.
Hi, how you doing? Say hi, how you doing?
Hi, how you doing?
And say, Marshall...
I miss you, Steven.
You miss me?
Yeah.
All right, well, we all miss you around here, too. We don't have enough good-looking
Marshall
women working in this building who also have intelligence and lots of money. Oh, okay. She's, well, then forget it, then, Sandy. I haven't got time right now. We got a few busy. It's really good to hear from you. Hang on. Don't go away, okay? All right. What do we got? Lonesome and a Long Way from Home?
Boy, the thing just moves right along.
Is it on the list back
over there?
I don't see it on any of these lists. Is this the list here? This is the music. Oh, Janis Joplin. Oh, that's on the list. KSFX Radio. This is day 9 of the last 11 days of the Earth. The Earth ends. The world ends tomorrow.
Time keeps moving on. Friends, they turn away. I keep moving on, but I never find out why. I keep pushing so hard, and babe, I keep trying to make it right to another lonely day. Whoa. Just one night. Oh yeah.
Case of H with Janis Joplin from them old Cosmic Blues. Again, Mama, I love this photograph. It's beautiful. I'll hold it up to the microphone so you can get a better look at it. And the back.
Hold it next to your heart, Stephen.
Hold it next to my heart. That's the target. You can shoot at this. Dear Steve, it says, our family is deeply saddened by the end of KSFX and your delightful morning. Testing. Oh, okay, there we are. Okay. What happened, Louis? Oh, it was just a test. Oh, this is an actual alert. Oh, we're being bombed now? Everybody take cover. This radio job has always been a good cover for me. Our family is deeply... It's the Boone family. They're getting even. Our family is deeply saddened by the end of KSFX, and that was almost the end right there. And your delightful morning show. We will miss you. Please accept our photo as a small token of our warm personal regards. Signed, Pat Boone. And there they are, the entire Boone's farm right there. Okay, it's a beautiful family. As a matter of fact, you can see all of them in that play that's in town currently. Don't milk me, I'm not a cow.
There's
what?
Your adopted son, Bob Dylan.
Reborn again. Hello?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You got a little piece of tape there?
Yeah.
Okay, and where's this tape come from?
This comes from KSAN, the last day of KSAN.
The last day at KSAN, okay. Sounds like you, Eddie.
It's Rick Shaw.
It's Rick. And we're KFRC. Thank you very much. It's 3 minutes after 8 o'clock in the morning. Here's David Bowie now. A lot worse.
Hey, man. Oh, leave me alone, you know. Hey, man. Oh, Henry, get off the phone. I got to. Hey, man. I got to stay in my face. This mellow black chick's just put my spine out of place. School is insane. My work's down the drain. But she's a total blam blam. She said she had to squeeze it, but she won't let you. Oh, don't lean on me, man, 'cause you can't afford the ticket. Back from some pretend city. Oh, don't lean on me, man, 'cause you ain't got time to check it. No, my some pretend city. It's all right. It's all right. Don't be unkind, go away. Hey, man. I can't take you this time, go away. Hey, man. Dear Doogie, don't crash here. There's only room for one. And here she comes, here she comes. Oh, don't lean on me, man, 'cause you can't afford the ticket. Back from Sacramento City. Oh, don't lean on me, man, 'cause you ain't got time to check it. You know my Sacramento City is out of sight. So it's all right. I'm sorry, Jack City. I'm sorry.
Is that it? Oh, by union regulations, you can't throw me a cue.
I throw the cues around here.
6 after 8 from KSVX Radio. If you've noticed something missing from your radio diet, but you don't know what it is, cheer up. Most programmers don't either, but Augie Bloom's got the inside track, unfortunately, or whatever.
Unfortunately, on the radio side, you have an awful lot of people who have worked in radio for a long time who have had much of the creativity beaten out of them by their management and by the owners of the stations, who are very unsure of what creativity is, and they want the thing to run by the book. That's why the growth of the radio consultancy has mushroomed. It's like saying there are a lot of talented people out there, but they're not being given the opportunity to be talented. A lot of out-of-work radio people, just like there are an awful lot of out-of-work record company people, record business people that's hit the... It's part of the recession, but it goes beyond that, I think. I think that radio ownership has lost track of the fact that radio used to have a spontaneity. It was not so overly formatted and programmed where little of the essence of any of the people on the air gets a chance to come through. They're simply boss voices or whatever.
That's the venerable Augie Bloom. And we'll be hearing from more people within the radio and music industry a little later on this morning.
The sky was dark this morning when I raised my head. I stood at the window, the darkness was my bane. Suddenly a sunbeam thrilled me to my weary heart. It was the prettiest thing I'd ever seen. I knew I had to keep my love alive. Keep my love alive. Oh, baby, I want you to hold me in your love. No more habits, promises, and jive. Ever since I was a baby girl, wanted one. We'll be right back.
It's 11 after 8 in the morning from KSFX Radio. I'm Stephen Capon, along with the usual... This is the morning produce with the usual number of vegetables in here.
Oh,
you fools. I don't like working with you, and I never did.
You can watch it happen on 36.
Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton are together again on TV 36. Watch the movie spectacular Cleopatra tonight at 8. Just before this movie special, it's the award-winning 7:30 News, judged best news in California by the Associated Press.
You can watch it happen on 36. KICU, TV 36.
Tomorrow, Saturday, there's great science fiction on TV 36. At 2, it's the movie thriller Fantastic Voyage. Then 3 of TV's best sci-fi shows. At 4, Lost in Space. At 5, Space 1999. And at 6, The Invaders. Tonight, Cleopatra. Tomorrow, great science fiction on your station for movies and more. TV 36.
KICU TV 36.
If repeat business says something about the reputation of a store, then listen carefully to a small sampling of Matthews customers.
I bought a TV here before and I was very happy with it.
Yeah, I've bought quite a few things from here.
I bought before here.
Yeah, I've been to Matthews before. You get a lot for your money.
Yeah, I've been here about 3 times.
This is my second time.
Yeah, I come up here all the time. I like it. It's a nice place.
I'm Stephen Matthew David, and our customers return for the same reasons I've been giving you for the past 20 years. Quality, service, selection, and most of all, famous Matthews low, low prices. For example, Home Reporter VHS videotape recorder. Your pick, $5.99. A complete stereo system, AM/FM stereo receiver, cassette deck, turntable, a pair of bookshelf speakers, the whole thing, $1.99, including 10 hours of free tape. MGA 13-inch color TV.
Holy cow.
This week, on sale,
that's $2.99.
Amazing.
Wow.
Turn your car
what
around.
A deal.
See and hear what
holy
your friends and neighbors are talking about.
What?
Matthews, 6400 Mission Street,
thank you.
Top of the Hill, Daly City.
I'm Stephen Matthew Capon, and this is 13 minutes after 8 o'clock in the morning from KSFX Radio. Hey, what's going on here?
And now the continued adventures of Steve McCapen, Agent Orange. When we last left our hero, McCapen was possessed by an image of Maybell, a woman who set up his bail, so he got out of the DMV's detention center and now finds himself at 1177 Polk Street. Traveling with his faithful sidekick, Kimo Asabi, he's looking for the girl that got away. Here on the continued adventures of Steve McCapen, Agent Orange.
Hey, Steve, this is one wild neighborhood.
Come on, Kimo, let's check in this building. Here, let's go up these stairs.
Hey, Steve, why don't we use the elevator?
Sorry, Kimo, I don't have a key.
The door's locked.
I'll use this phone here. Hello?
Yeah?
Yeah, this is Steve McCapen, Agent Orange.
Yeah, come on, I'm up.
Can we come up there now?
Sure.
Okay, we'll be right up. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, wait a second. Hey! You! Hey! Maybell sent us. Is that the password?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. I'm tired of hiking these. What is this line here?
Hey, Steve, you're walking all over my lines.
I'm sorry, Kimo. I'll try and find my place in this script here.
You know, I'm getting tired of walking up all these stairs, Steve.
Well, you should have to feed the meters soon, and around 9 o'clock. And speaking of meters, let's go see Capen. Come on, Kimo. Come with me. What comes in here? We're blowing this whole sketch. Oh, this one here, yes.
Indeed, that's not Capen. That's, you know, the kind Smith.
The kind Smith? Oh, Lamont to his friends. He's taken over, and we have to stop him. Quick, book him, Kimo! Louie?
A song!
She needs a song. What happens here?
Here, take this.
How did they get ourselves into this mess, anyway?
Here, take this.
Hey, somebody give me a record. Here, use this one. Somebody help me out. Hey, get me out of this mess. Hey, somebody fire me. Hey, get us out of here. How about Hawaii 5-0? Okay, cue the announcer.
Steve McCabe, now working at a major metropolitan radio station. Kimo has Lamont.
You mean I used to be working at a major metropolitan radio station?
Steve has Louie.
Who writes this trash? Oh, I write this stuff.
And Louie has a song for my outro.
And I do all the voices.
But the question lies in the fact that they're running out of time.
And I rewind all the tapes.
Soon it'll be time to talk.
I throw the cues.
I'll listen more.
I change my
shoes.
Steve
McCapen's own. The continued adventures of Steve McCapen, Agent Orange.
Thank you.
Hey, next Saturday night, Steve.
Okay, Kimo. Adios. Is this a song? No? Okay, well, let's play a record then.
Did I give you a record?
Guys, I gotta start showing up for rehearsal or we're all gonna be in big trouble.
We are in big trouble.
Gotta rehearse getting into an unemployment line. Yeah. This is a day when a lot of old friends... Louis, do we have the skimmer running? Is it okay? Everything's okay? Everything's rolling? Systems are functioning, interface is correct, and the engineer is in his position. Okay. Well, that's a weird position. You look like a dog. It's 19 minutes after 8. We just wanted to bring one of our old friends in. As I mentioned, a lot of them will be here today. And here's the man who used to push the buttons that made the records run, that made me famous. Hi, Larry.
Good morning.
Larry. Remember him, Larry?
I sure do.
Remember when we had all those good times at 5 a.m., Larry?
Uh-huh. 5 o'clock in the morning. Is he going to get here?
Shut up, Larry. There's people auditioning me on the air today.
Oh.
I always showed up on time. Remember that article by Bill Mandel that said, you got worried and you watched the TV monitor. This is like, this is your life, isn't it, Rob? And you were sweating it because you didn't think I was going to show up in the morning. You remember all that stuff?
I sure do.
And he said, these slow, drugged steps appeared, and then I started walking up those stairs. Uh-huh. Well, remember, you were the guy who furnished those drugs, Larry?
Okay,
and the police are in the other room. Right. I just wanted to bring Larry in this morning. You got anything you want to say about the end of KSFX rock and roll format?
Just sorry to see it go.
Uh-huh. You're still going to be here, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, all of us are losing our jobs, and you're still going to be here, right? Huh, Larry?
Yeah.
No, I might be around here somewhere. Wait a sec. Wait, I want to play this song for Larry and I, okay? Because Larry and I may not see each other again, and I'm a little upset about it. And I just wanted to play this. What I played when Larry left me in the morning. You left me, Larry, and you took most of the community property. California laws prevent that. Thanks for coming in, Larry.
Thank you.
I love having you here.
Good luck wherever you go.
Get the hell out of here. What do you mean by that, Larry? And I just wanted to bring him in to prove to you that I never harmed a hair on his head, that we never got rid of him, eliminated him, rubbed him out, okay? Is that right, Larry?
I'm still here.
Oh, here's something more for you then, Larry.
I'm sorry we couldn't show more of my slides of Peru, but, gee, we were so messed up, they didn't come out too good. There's this big haze over all of those pictures. 25 past 8 from KSFX Radio, and it's time now for the serious stuff.
Well, let me take you to 1982 just for a second. This morning, the United States has reportedly ended its efforts to try and avoid a war between Britain and Argentina in the Falkland Islands. That is an update from today. Taking you back, though, to 1979, do you remember when California Parks and Rec Director Russell Cahill proposed setting aside 8 beaches in our state for those who wanted all-over tans? Well, protectors of the public morality rose up in a howl of protest. Protest at the thought of nude beaches, yet alone actually proposing some nude beaches, they called the director mentally deranged. First, Cahill resigned. Well, then he came back and denied that he resigned. After an appropriate period of public comment, though, nudity was officially dropped, and the act of nudity would remain against the law. Charges may still be brought against the nude by any other citizen on a state beach who happens to be offended by skin. But the state officials denied morality played any part in their decision. Patrolling those 8 nude beaches, they said, was going to be just too costly. The release of Ryan Cooter's album, Bop Till You Drop, issued in a wave of enthusiasm among musicians and producers. Bop was the first major label LP utilizing digital recording techniques, and they've made a difference here, I can tell you that. I don't know if there is a commercial break in this, but if there's not, signify by saying, ah, I'll be right back.
Hello, Gary?
Ray? I was just thinking about you.
You're kidding.
No, I just read about the blizzard you guys had up there.
What blizzard?
1888.
1888, Gary, you son of a gun. Listen, you'll be happy to know it's almost melted by now.
I'll bet it is.
Look, I'm calling you to invite you to my 50th birthday party. Can you imagine that, 50 years? Look, all you have to do is get up here and we'll take care of the rest, okay?
Yeah, what is it, Ray?
It's November 11th.
November 11th,
1983. That's right, Gary, 1983. See, I don't want anybody saying I didn't give enough notice. You know what I mean?
Oh, Ray, wait a minute. Yeah.
Oh, what's the matter?
I think we have plans that night.
You're kidding.
Of course I'm kidding. Be there with bells on.
And with bells on?
With bells on.
The bell system.
You know those dark blue skies outside, which aren't really blue but instead cloudy, could turn into sunshine by this weekend if you would just take into your house a newsman. Yes, there's a cuddly, friendly newsman available
all
to
right,
you.
All right, Marshall. All you're not going to use this time to proselytize for yourself. Now knock it
off, okay? I was trying
That's
to do
That's against
the
Federal Communications right, Commission rules, and
sunny,
you know it.
Maybe later on. 65, the expected high. I'm Marshall Phillips taking a last desperate look.
Maybe you'd like a nice, sweet cuddly disc jockey to take into your home and feed and bathe and clothe and care.
Hey, wait a minute.
A colorful calendar of music spans time. An outstanding musical memory. Recalled in a Gold Award performance.
We'll be right back.
what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man behind blue eyes. No one knows what it's like to be hated, to be faded, to telling only lies. But my dreams, they aren't as empty as my conscience seems to be. I have hours only lonely. My love is vengeance.
KSFX 25 before 9. We'll be right back. What'd you say your name was? Why don't you come over close to the microphone?
This is Tom. Tom Snyder.
Yes, okay, and we'll be right back with Tom in just a moment.
Want to have a rollicking good time? Well, take a left at the Oasis, a right at the first sand dune, and just out there behind the pyramid, check out the kid with the fancy coat.
Joseph's coat was elegant, the
Joseph's father, Jacob, gave Joseph this dazzling coat of many colors. Though Joseph was thrilled, his brothers were a little jealous, all 11 of them.
We have never liked him all that much before, and now this coat has gone out goat.
They sold the poor kid into slavery, told their father he was dead, and that's just the beginning. Joseph and the amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, a musical treat for the entire family.
Go, 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 Joseph, you know what they say.
Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat opens Friday, May 7th at the Orpheum Theater. A special preview performance on Thursday, May 6th. All seats, $12. For tickets, call 474-3800. That's 474-3800. You see, some people are still working.
There's more to a good stereo system than just a great set of knobs. And there's a big difference in the stores that sell stereo gear. That's why if you're serious about owning the better equipment available, you should be going to Stereo Showcase at the top of the bay in Vallejo. Nobody knows sound better than Stereo Showcase, Real audio experts who live and breathe high performance give you respect and information instead of hard sell. They're people you can trust for top value and service after the sale. 28 years of this treatment have built Stereo Showcase a reputation for being the best place to go for the better equipment available. Better equipment from names like Yamaha, Bang & Olufsen, Macintosh, and Nakamichi that positively give you more performance for the money. Stereo Showcase invites you to relax and properly evaluate your needs in their spacious demonstration areas, where this week you can save big on equipment from JVC. And that's the clincher. It costs no more to get first-class treatment and higher performance at Stereo Showcase. Take Tennessee Street off Interstate 80 to Stereo Showcase at the top of the bay in Vallejo.
So, do you want me to interview you, or do you want to interview me?
what the hell? Why don't I go ahead and interview you, Steve?
Sure, Tom, go ahead.
How the hell are you?
I'm okay. I'm a little distraught, and I'm a little upset.
Could I ask you one question, Steve?
Sure. I'd like to answer the last one, but then...
I'm thinking it. Probably everybody out there is thinking it. What the hell? You've been bounced around a few different stations, and here you are at KSFX, and it's going off the air in a few days. You're going to be unemployed.
Mm-hmm.
Are you happy?
yes and no.
I know how you feel because it just a little while ago, old Uncle Tom had his own show, and they wanted to push me around, but I said no way. And did I tell you about the drinks I had in Miami, the stuff they put in there?
No, you didn't, Tom. Tell me about that, Tom. Who's interviewing who here? Anyway?
Go ahead. You ask me about the drinks I had in Miami.
Okay, what happened with those drinks in Miami, Tom?
They were something else, but, I couldn't even remember after the first one.
So there's not much to tell about that one, eh, Tom? Is there anything else you'd like to ask me before I leave today, Tom? Because I only have about an hour and 20 minutes left here now.
Do you have any future plans, anything that you'd really like to say for your one last message?
I don't have any final parting shots, but I can't think of it. Thank you. I'm glad we got all that cleared up, Tom. Thank you very, very much. This is KSFX Radio. It's 21 before 9 o'clock in the morning.
She cried to the southern wind about a love that was sure to end. Every dream in her heart was gone, heading for a showdown. Bad dreamer, what's your name? Looks like we're riding on the same train. Looks as though they'll
words there are Save Your Soul. It's 18 before 9 o'clock in the morning from KSFX Radio. We haven't heard from Mr. Bunstifer from the Moral Majority in a few weeks, have we? Have we?
No!
No! A few weeks!
Nuh-uh!
What happened to the Mr. Capon?
Mr. Capon!
You always refer to me as Mr. Capon, don't you?
Yes, sir. Yes, Mr. Capon!
And you will forever, whether I'm on the radio or not, won't you?
Yes, right, Mr. Capon!
That's much better. Hello?
Steven?
Yes?
Is that you?
Yes, it is.
Steven, it's a sad day for all of radio concerned when you have to leave the air.
It's really a sad day,
even up here in Seattle.
You mean the people in Seattle are upset because we're going off the air in San Francisco?
Everybody's upset here, Stephen. People are marching on the Capitol.
They're doing that everywhere these days.
They just marched on the police building. A riot has broken out here in beautiful downtown.
Oh, you know, Gary, this is Gary Crow from KISW in Seattle, and Gary, I just, you know, speaking of riots, I used to work for K-Mob, all riots all the time. Do you remember that station?
Yeah.
Calm down now.
I've been there.
Did you take your little blue pills this morning?
No, I didn't, Stephen, and it was a long night last night. We had a lot of brain biscuits. We got crazy at a function that was called Strange Days. Have you seen those boys yet who do the Doors take off?
No, I haven't.
Pass them up.
Thanks for the warning. So you were doing brain biscuits all night, eh?
Brain biscuits? Hmm. We had party powder, and I've got a blonde in bed right now.
Well, that's radio for you, Gary. I can't understand why people want to get into radio sometimes. It's a mystery to me.
I do want to wish you the best of success.
Thank you. Incidentally,
yeah.
Are there any openings there?
I'm hoping to help you out.
Okay. Listen, Gary, have you spoken to your program director lately?
I think he passed away last night.
Doing brain biscuits.
Yeah.
You better get a hold of him because he's probably gonna let you know that you got a couple of weeks left and somebody named Carplan is taking over. Thanks for calling, Gary.
Bye.
Best of luck. See you later. Just see what happens to you, sucker, if I call you. It's 8:45. Here's Vex with the James Gang from way back when.
Taking my time, choosing my lines, trying to decide what to do. Looks like my style, don't want to get off. Got myself hung up on you. Seems to me. Turn your pretty head and walk away.
James King, we almost had a celebrity guest on the phone a moment ago, but we're going to have to put that off for a few minutes because the gentleman works at a radio station that is covering right now the Falkland Islands crisis, which is, has indeed developed into somewhat more of a crisis. It's 11 ago before 9 o'clock in the morning from KSFX, the last day of the morning product, almost down to the last hour of the morning product. Do I get overtime this time? Do I get more money than I ever did before in my life?
None of us may get overtime if things keep heading downhill the way they have been. In 1982, this date, the United States has announced its support for Britain in the dispute with Argentina over the Falkland Islands. Secretary of State Haig also announced sanctions against Argentina because of its takeover of the South Atlantic island chain, and they expressed a U.S. willingness to supply Britain with materiel support. Back in 1979, when we had big problems at the time, but perhaps smaller looking back on it now, the decade was just ending. And with its end, it seemed to be taking our technology with it. 1979 saw Three Mile Island almost move to a meltdown. The national pride was crippled by yet another gasoline shortage, and DC-10s were grounded, not once, but twice, after one of them took a dive in Chicago and killed the passengers and crew, as well as three people on the ground. The FAA went out and did some quick inspections. At that time, they found some hairline cracks around the wings of the DC-10s. McDonnell Douglas, who made the jet, blamed the cracks and the way the airlines maintained the planes. Skylab took its highly publicized dive back to the Earth that year, carrying with it the capability to wipe out cities when the tons of scrap burned on home. Well, NASA said it hoped it would hit the ocean. Skylab went down under instead. It scrapped itself rather harmlessly in the Australian bush. The world's first successfully flown human-propelled aircraft made it in 1979. It was called the Gossamer Albatross, and it was pedaled by foot across the English Channel. And Mountain View imposed a paraphernalia ordinance on the town shoppers, the city fathers ruling that no one under 18 could go in a store with drug paraphernalia openly displayed for sale. That is, not unless accompanied by a parent or a guardian. Bring your parent or guardian back with you after this.
Mickey Gilley and Johnny Lee for Slip.
Hey, Johnny, what do you know?
Well, Mickey, I know honky-tonk.
Yeah?
And I know women.
I'll say you do.
And I know beer.
You know beer?
Yep. I bet I've tasted every beer in the country at least once.
Well, what do you know?
I know one thing. The beer that hits the spot for me is Slips.
Behind every Slips is a man who knows beer. Ask a man who knows how he picked this one here. 'Cause he's tasted the rest, and the taste makes it clear. Behind every Slips is a man who knows beer. Behind every Slips is a man who knows his beer.
Hey, Johnny, pour me a tall, cold Slips, will you?
Now there's a man who knows.
Behind every Slips is a man who knows his beer.
Joseph Slips Brewing Company, Milwaukee.
We interrupt this broadcast for this special message.
Hello, Alex?
Yeah.
Are you there?
I'm here.
Mr. Benet?
Yes, Mr. Capon.
How's things over at the Camel?
Oh, I don't know. We're sitting here drinking coffee.
You are?
Over there.
We're doing okay.
Goodbye party over there.
Yes, we are, and we thought we would include you in on this.
Yeah, well, I've been with ABC stations when they've changed formats.
Uh-huh. A lot of people have.
Not uncommon.
Is everyone on the air?
Yes, sir. There, Alex, a lot of people here think you're a pretty funny guy.
Really? They're sick.
Mm-hmm. Listen, I want to thank you for the bagels and the lox.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
I appreciate it. We were going to send you some fish over this morning, but they were busy.
Well, I just wanted to thank you for the competition.
Well,
it's always healthy, and it's always good, and it's fun.
We appreciate it.
Yeah.
I just thought, because we have been head-on for the past year or so,
yeah.
That maybe there's a song that you'd like to hear right now.
What's that, Steven?
Well, never mind, because I don't take no requests, Alex. Hey, listen, do you really wear a rug? Okay, well, listen, have you lost weight?
Yeah.
Okay, good luck to you.
Good luck to you, too, Steve.
Adios.
Bye-bye.
Begins to fill the space.
first. His weapon at his side, he flashes it with pride before his legions. Fires begin to rage. Great escape, leaves them in his wake without a warning. The ritual is done, a night no longer young fades into morning.
possibly can. Honey, you know I did.
And then play 9065 and then do 6065 and queue up those two turntables and play the tapes. Now somebody goes, ah. Okay, Louis is such a loyal trooper. Breath savers? Oh, I'd love to hear that. Yes. This is here comes the high point of the program. Let's play the breath savers. The high point of the program now, so let's all get high while this commercial.
Oh no! I've got a date with Chuck, and my breath feels yuck.
Well, don't break the date. Just break open the breath savers.
Break open the mint that's sparkling fresh. Break open the mint that cools your breath. Break open the breath savers.
Hey, sugar-free breath savers have a blue middle.
And now they're improved to last longer.
Break open the mint that's clean and brisk. For breath that's fresh enough to kiss. Break open the breath savers.
They're sugar-free.
Oh, play another one. Has anybody seen The Spot?
Here's Spot.
There it is right there. Okay, thank you, baby.
Charlie McGrew Productions presents John Mayall's Blues Breakers with Mick Taylor, May 20th at Zellerbach Auditorium and May 21st at the Oakland Auditorium. Opening both shows, Canned Heat. Don't miss this great show with John Mayall's Blues Breakers and Canned Heat. Thursday, May 20th at Zellerbach Auditorium and Friday, May 21st at the Oakland Auditorium. Tickets available at all Bass outlets and at the record factories.
Now can we do it?
You want to play some more commercials? So all she ever wants to do is interrupt us with commercials.
Not much fun.
She never gives us anything except commercials. Louie, how come you don't come over here and talk on the microphone?
Say something.
I can't.
Okay. That's that's why she doesn't do that. Hey, how's Smiling Steve's gang this morning? Okay, it's time to plunk your magic twanger, Froggy.
Hiya, kids. Hiya, hiya, hiya.
all right, thank you. All right. Today, we are going to learn to make your very own Mai Tai. First, you take a glass of white rum, plus a glass of dark rum, and then you add a glass of...
No.
Place a flame under the rum, heat it sufficiently, and...
Pour it all over your polyester shirt!
Pour it all over your polyester...
shirt.
No. You have my shirt on fire now, you little fool. You slimy little wart toad. And now, invite a friend over and...
bury him in the cellar!
Bury him in the cellar. No. You stinky. Take the 4 pounds of rolled dough and place it...
over your head!
And place it over your head.
Finally, you heat up the... liquid ether!
Liquid ether!
You stinking little slimy wartoad.
Right.
guys. KSFX Radio, we have a very special guest this morning whom I think you may recall. Let's see if you can identify this voice.
Greetings, my son. And greetings, people of San Francisco and debaucherous fools everywhere. This is your friend and mine, Father Alfredo Blase, once again returning to the airwaves of my favorite city, Stephen.
Yes. Why am I talking like you?
I just want to say all of us here in the East are so pained to know that once again you've driven yet another radio station right off the air. Stephen.
Did you just say that you have pains from yeast?
No, my son.
Oh.
Pains in the East.
Pains in the East.
I have survived the winter in the East Coast, and I suppose my loyal legion of fans have wanting to know what I've been up to this past year.
We'd love to know.
Well, you see, my son, after leaving San Francisco, Boozer, my famous wonder pup, and I proceeded to Washington to work for my great uncle Ron and Aunt Nancy. You know them.
And I know Boozer.
And Boozer, yes. Well, within weeks, we were thrown ruthlessly, that is, out onto the streets.
Well, I wonder where Ruth is.
I can't find her.
Yes.
They said something about extortion, Stephen. I don't know what they were talking about. A pack of lies. But I figured at that point, I would proceed to Philadelphia because I knew Stephen Gapin, and I figured that would open some doors somewhere. Let me tell you.
You used my name?
Consistently. And I was treated, almost run out of town, in fact. There were babies and children screaming, Gapin everywhere.
They were screaming, Gapin?
Former program directors with knives. It was terrible. Terrible, Stephen. It was then I decided to form the Sexual Release Center here in Philadelphia.
The Sexual what?
The Sexual Release Center, my son.
The Sexual Release Center? Yes.
We have a picture of Dan Carlisle, noted surgeon and implant specialist, hanging above the steam room next to the towels.
Oh.
And it's located right next to the Liberty Bell, good for the tourist business, you know.
I can see it now.
But we don't stop there, Stephen. No. Blase Enterprises in our ever-upward-bound movements are on to form a national chain of sexual relief centers in every town.
Oh, good. I could use some.
In every city. Do I hear an amen?
Amen.
Think of our slogan, Stephen.
Hey, women.
You deserve a break today. Play.
With
Blase's Sexual Relief Centers Incorporated.
All right. I'm with you.
Well, Stephen, they're actually calling me now. I have to give a Vaseline demonstration and take some measurements.
A Vaseline demonstration?
Take some measurements.
I hope this doesn't get on the air. Thank you, Father.
What is that beeping I hear?
We're recording every word. You'll never work in this town again. You're finished in this business.
Out of the business. I hope someday to return to San Francisco to see the sights of Hamburger Mary's.
Yeah?
Wednesday night at the Stud.
Okay. Listen, when you get here, why don't you go sit on the Transamerica Pyramid?
Stephen, I wouldn't think of it. I just want to send special regards to Billy Juggs.
Okay.
Daddy's wearing his purple prom dress today.
He's wearing his purple prom dress today, yes, and he's soliciting right here on Polk Street.
Oh, I'm so happy.
For his favorite charity.
Stephen.
Him.
I just have one last thing to say.
Quickly.
Creative forces never die. They just take a vacation. And in the words of my close personal friend, Mick Jagger, there'll always be a place for you.
Thank
in my
you.
Parking lot.
Oh, thank you.
Did he say in his parking lot?
I don't know why. Let that mean woman make me a fool.
Oh, sorrow. As I look at what you've done, but nothing seemed to change. The bad times stay the same.
Man, I am whipped. And that's Whipping Post from the Allman Brothers Band. It's T-minus 39 and counting for me this morning on the ninth day of the last 11 days of the final hour of the morning. Does that make sense to you?
This is Jack Benny. Rochester. What was the question?
I don't remember myself. Marshall, do we have something to announce about what's going on in the Falkland Islands? Is there some important developments down there?
Wanted to bring you up to date on some of the things that have happened this morning. The last-minute peace talks that were being pushed by the United States in the person of Alexander Haig have collapsed. Haig told newsmen today that Argentina failed to accept a final U.S. compromise for ending the crisis. So, according to Haig, the United States must now take some steps to show that it will not condone the use of unlawful force to resolve disputes. Now, what that means, according to Haig, he said immediate economic sanctions and the suspension of military exports to Argentina. And he also went on to say the United States will support Britain in the dispute with Argentina over the Falkland Islands. Those are the major updates at this moment, but repeating basically is those last-minute peace talks have fallen apart.
All right, thank you, Marshall Phillips. It's 22 minutes after 9 o'clock in the morning.
Talking baseball in San Francisco. 25 giant years.
I saw the first game here in 1958, Seal Stadium. A lot of thrills, a lot of thrills.
You still keep coming.
I will keep coming till the end, I guess.
Who's in?
My end.
Sometimes after work, the whole crew will come over.
A night out with the guys?
Night out with the guys at the Giants game.
When was the last time you had a night out with the guys?
It's been a long time.
When I come out with the guys, we all usually lose our voices around the fifth inning, and baseball's like the boogie-woogie fever.
Giants baseball?
Giants baseball is a boogie-woogie fever. One to opening day, and I'm just now getting in condition to come to another game.
Talking baseball.
Giants by the Bay.
The Mets are in town this weekend for four games, and Sunday's doubleheader is Frank Robinson Hall of Fame Day, co-sponsored by Eastern Airlines. You'll get a beautiful Frank Robinson photo album, and we'll honor Robbie between games. See you Sunday. First game starts at noon.
And our next contestant is...
Charles C. Wheatmealer.
Well, welcome to Repeat After Me.
Thank you. I've always had a keen desire to be on your show.
Good. Now, are you ready to repeat after me?
Yes, I am.
Okay, repeat after me. Dodge Ram 50 pickups beat the imports.
You mean Datsuns and Toyotas, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Okay, repeat after me. Dodge Ram 50...
Isn't that because when you compare standard models, they have larger payloads and load areas than Datsuns and Toyotas?
Right. Larger standard payloads and load areas.
Okay.
Okay, repeat after me.
And don't Dodge Ram 50 pickups also have more fuel capacity than the Datsuns and Toyotas?
Right, more fuel capacity.
And the largest available engines are the Royal and Sport models.
Look, Mr. Wheatnealer, on repeat after me, you're supposed to repeat after me.
Oh, look, Mr. Wheatnealer, on repeat after me, you're supposed to repeat after me. How's that?
Yes. Next contestant, please.
Yes, next contestant.
Sign up for the Great Dodge Prospector Gold Rush at your Dodge truck dealer. You could win a treasure chest of prizes, including 12 troy ounces of gold.
Am I supposed to be repeating this?
Nothing to buy. For licensed drivers 18 years or older, Gold Rush ends May 31st. Void where prohibited. Your dealer has details.
Your dealer has details.
We know.
We know.
We know. Okay, I just want to mention the fact that the people from Evening Magazine are in this morning. And is that Richard Hart over there? Richard, is this your shirt? Did you leave your shirt in here?
You know, clean-cut Richard Hart.
Sorry, Richard. Hello. You'll have a chance to rebut. Okay, personal attacks come under the libel laws. Hello.
Are you talking to me?
Yes.
Okay, I just want to tell you I've commuted with you every day since I started my job June 15th. And
I don't drive to work.
Huh?
Yes, go ahead.
Anyway, my last day is today, too, so I wanted to say goodbye.
Oh, we're all unemployed today.
Yes.
Where are you going?
I'm going to Lockheed.
You're going to Lockheed.
Yeah.
They're building more bombers for the... Okay, what are you going to do for Lockheed?
I'm
going to
be working in the training department.
In the Chinese department?
Training.
In the training department.
Yeah.
What are you going to be training, and why?
Oh, I guess anything and everything, whatever they ask me to train.
Oh, maybe a little dog act for the stage? Yeah. The Ed Sullivan days are over, but... well, good luck to you.
Well, thanks, and I'll be listening to you Saturdays and Sundays.
And good luck to me. Thank you.
Good luck to you.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Hello, white phone.
Mr. Capon?
Yes?
Bum stuffer of the moral majority, Capon.
Mr. Bunstuffer. How are you?
I'm just fine, Capon.
I
just called up to say thank you to the people at ABC for running you out of town, Capon.
Listen, we will try and continue in some way, shape, or form the traditions of the past, and we will continue to assault your organization and all the others we can get our hands on.
Don't get smart, Capon.
No, I never have been. There's no reason to start now.
Capon, I'm just so happy that we won't have to be assaulted with music by devil worshippers anymore from
you.
Oh,
the devil worship song. Yeah, there won't be any more devil worship music on this program, Mr. Bunstaffer, because...
I'm glad you finally saw the light, Capon.
Okay, well, listen, don't you worry about a thing. We're just a... Is that the devil worship song, Lou? Okay, we're just going to play some music. Thank you for calling, Mr. Bunstaffer.
Yeah. I'd like to invite you to our annual book burning party this weekend.
Okay, why don't you just hold off until you have your record burning party?
No problem, Capon.
Thank you, Mr. Bunstaffer.
Adios.
It's all ahead for you to feel it. Help yourself to all the chicken deal. Ain't no way you could steal it. You misunderstand.
To
Wait a second. Let's establish once again who's in charge here. We all know who's in charge here, don't we, guys?
You, Mr. Caveman!
And we know that when he says, what do I say? Roll over and play dead. You roll over and play dead, don't you?
Yes, Mr.
Okay, just checking again to make sure we know who's in charge here.
You, Mr. Caveman!
After the general manager and the program director, who's next?
You are, Mr. Caveman!
Okay, thank you, boys. KSFX, we have about a half hour left here. It's T-minus 30 and counting this morning. And then the bums will fly. Oh, the bums will fly. Which reminds me, Billy Juggs is on the air at 10 o'clock this morning from KSFX 104 here at the Dominoes. Oh, this is part of the domino theory. That's what they were talking about.
Keep on.
now. Listen to the organ at the end here, because it's... It's Derek and the Dominoes, 24 minutes before 10 o'clock in the morning on the final edition of The Morning Problem. Problem is, I've been having these fainting spells off and on, and I can't seem to focus on anything anymore, and I feel so strange. I don't know what's going on.
You're about to depart on a journey, the last of its kind, but the first of many more, to a place where there is no change, except in call letters.
Change the call letters, quick.
Where one man can be several, and writers don't exist.
Who's the writer here?
A place where everyone meets and no one leaves. Where jobs are few and opportunities less.
Jobs for industry.
Here in the radio zone.
Hi, I'm Steve McCabe on KSFX, or something like that. We're in the 73rd of the last 91 days, and...
Sir, I'm Deck, station manager here, and I think we've lost control. You're McCabe, and we want you. How are you talking?
I'll never talk. Ask Chemo. He even works around here.
Hey, I'm with you, Steve. But are we going to get paid?
Oh, sure. We'll try and get paid. We're trying. Where's the money?
No pay. It's corporate rules. Are you a union?
Oh. I don't got to show you no stinking badges.
We're bored. Let's quit this format and do comedy. How about it?
Well, I'll give you a 3 days production time and a hot time slot.
We can make it Saturdays, 4 to 7, but we're busy fighting crime the rest of the time. Chemo, grab those Maui chips.
Oh, I got them, boss.
I wonder where Senior Smith went. Hey, Lamont, we want you too. Let's have a party.
I can only make it Sundays, 4 to 7. The rest of the time, I'm busy going to places, using other names, selling out, and dropping in. Just buy me some rocks.
I'll be back. Just do that. I'll take care of it. Don't worry about a thing.
Wow, I'll get them all. They'll make me famous. I'll do sports. And hey, who could we get to be in control? Who'll run the station? We'll get Cake Pan. Is he up yet? Call his house. Hey, he can do all these voices, even mine. We'll do this real cheap.
Hey, I heard that. I'm stronger than any union. I'll do it all. It's always been me. I've done it all, and I'm doing it now. Can I do that on the air? We'll see next Saturday, 4 to 7. Gee, I can even sleep in until 4:30 in the afternoon now.
Senor Lamont Smith and company will be on the Saturday and Sunday nights. Denman knows a good thing, and he has a place for his thing.
I can't work those hours.
The cast and crew of the Starship Cabin, Lamont to his friends...
How many sick days do I get?
...will travel on a journey never flown before.
How many late days do I get?
On a Learjet heading for Maui.
How many vacation days do I get?
Will he survive, or will the ratings tell the whole story?
Where are those Maui chips?
Late Saturday night.
Let's get out of here.
In the radio zone.
Take you out for a while, yeah. These are not like you. The dangerous guy.
A lot like you, Louis. That was the problem in the beginning. A lot of people have feared rock and roll radio for a long, long time now. Back in the 50s, when I was just a little gipper, they were burning books and records then, too, when Elvis Presley started shaking his hips and the cameras would only go down to his waist on the Ed Sullivan Show. We spoke to, Marshall spoke to Augie Bloom, one of the great men of radio and music, and asked him what element drew the listener to the radio in the first place. Augie says an audience listens to radio that's alive. That's alive in capital letters.
At one point in time, someone brought a study by our office that we got a chance to see that was done pre-TV, 1938, Ohio State University. And they surveyed 1,000 people and asked them why they listened to the radio. And the two words that came across most was a turn-on. They had to use their imagination. It was foreground listening to them, not background like it's become today. And the other element that unfortunately is missing is something that everybody in the survey literally mentioned. They felt that the radio announcer, whoever it was they were listening to, was a friend and was speaking to them, not at them.
Bay Area music man and thinker Augie Bloom.
Seems I have to leave this town.
There are so many people that one would want to thank after all this time on the radio here in San Francisco, and there's really not enough room to thank everybody, but I'll just say thanks, everybody. There is one person, of course, that I have to bring in here this morning, and I want to do it in her own traditional style. I hit the music on.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you now, the woman who has made me who I am today. The woman that brings you the news every morning when she gets up. The woman that quit a week before we went off the air. The woman we can't seem to get into the studio this morning from another room. Drag that woman in here. I'm not talking about anybody but you know who. I'm not talking about Louis right now. I'm not talking about Angela Davis. I'm talking, where is she anyway? Can we get her in here? I'm talking about the woman who made everything what it is today, who set the trend of news as it is, who isn't coming into the studio now because she's embarrassed and humiliated. She won't come in. We all know we're talking about Rosalie Allen. Where is she anyway?
She quit again.
She quit? Okay.
Just before Rosie got fired, she quit this morning, so unfortunately we won't be able to bring you Rosalie Allen unless,
Rosie, you out there? She's on the phone.
Okay, and look, she has a pillow stuck to her head. Well, no wonder she can't make it in the studio this morning. Sorry. Thank you, Louie. It's 11 ago before 10. We got about 11 minutes left this morning. Then Billy Juggs will be here, and I'm going to take a long hike. But just don't ever forget not to forget to remember. Just never forget. Which happens to be the name of the song by Fleetwood Mac. KSFX Radio. We have 5 minutes left here, and we have so many people who want to say goodbye, and so many people I'd like to say goodbye to. We may not have time. We're going to try and squeeze as many of them in as we can this morning. Where's David Sorensen? Is he around here somewhere?
Hey!
Hey, hang on, don't go away. Hey, what?
Hey, Steve.
Hey, Kimo.
Hey, how's it, brah?
Hey, I'm leaving, brah.
Hey, I just wanted to say...
Listen, a stall for time.
Character. Oh, stall?
Yes.
Do I get to charge the school for this?
Stretch.
Good.
Just keep talking while I find my script here.
Just wanted to tell you how much fun it's been waiting for you at the airport,
sure,
you know, expecting the Maui chips in the mail, that kind of thing.
Showing up on time in the morning.
Right, showing up at all, you know. I just want to say it's been fun hearing it... KSAN.
Thank you, David. You've been a big part of it. And thanks for Kimo. And thank you.
We'll continue it.
Okay. All right. Stephen Curtis, come on over here and say hello and say goodbye.
Hello, goodbye.
Hello, goodbye.
Oh, say something. Come here.
I just want to say I can't remember ever having a better time. It's not that I've never had a better time, Steve. It's just that I... can't remember.
It's all those drugs, those false drugs. Larry, come over here and say goodbye. And you'll be famous after this.
Hey, certainly. I just want to thank you. I want to, I'm sure, extend my thanks from R.B. Cadbury and Oriana Fallaci for letting them vent their nervous energy on you. And we are running on a low budget here, so there are no lambs this morning. No sheep at all.
No sheep?
We're sorry. We're sorry. We don't sell tires here. We sell radios, so there's no sheep this morning. We're sorry, but thank you.
Thank you, Lars.
I'll see you at the A's games.
Okay, Lars Risdahl, famous friend and vent person. And who else? Hey! Hey, Bunhead, come over here and say goodbye.
Well, Steve, it's been a great time, and I'm sure we're going to continue on now, and we're going to get a funky now. And,
do the funky chicken.
Hey, thanks for the break that probably ruined my career, Steve. Love you.
You're very welcome. Anybody else want to say goodbye while we're here? Dean Martin, can we squeeze him in here?
I just want to thank the little old lady from Wyoming who knitted me a garage. But last night it rained, and my garage shrunk, and now I can't get my car out.
Okay, thank you, dear. Big hand for everybody, huh? How about a big hand for all these folks? And let me see. I lost my script again, which is a story. Oh, here it is here. Oh, no, that's not it either. As usual, at the end, I'm just... here I am. More billboards, more promotions, a new TV ad. According to music mentor Augie Bloom, the slick campaigns aimed at a radio station's target audience buys slick listening.
When I drive down the road and see cars with 3 and 4 different radio bumper stickers on, it says something to me. Number one, they listen to radio, but they switch around a lot. They have no favorites. And I'd be willing to bet you if you stopped them on the street and got them one by one without the peer pressure thing, most people wouldn't know the name of the announcer that they were currently listening to.
Okay, Augie Bloom. Thank you, Augie, for your input. And thanks to everybody who have made this program what it is. I'm getting a little choked up now. But thanks to everybody for making this program what it is. A complete failure. And now I'd like to... I have my speech around here somewhere. Somebody got my speech? Eddie, did you take my speech? Just when I had all these eloquent things to say, and thanks to everybody, and especially Louie, who's done a great job here in the morning, and to Ron Denman, and to Pat Evans, who have made all of this possible, me losing my job. And let's see what else. Where's my speech, Ed? Oh, here it is here. Let me just open... This is it here. Here it is. This is not your speech. This is a letter, but...
They said hello, and you say okay. Don't wanna play the show. No, all you're thinking was a death of glory now. Playing the blues of pain, so it's better now.
Death of glory.
Thought I was gone, right? Kirk, say goodbye. Say goodbye. You didn't get a chance to say goodbye. Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
And also say goodbye, Hal.
This is Hal, and I just like to say farewell, and it's been nice working with you, Stephen.
Here we know him. What? Is that for me?
Any chance for a job?
But I have a close personal friend who would like to take over this spot now.
Oh, bring him in here. Let's talk to him for a second.
Good afternoon, sporting fans. This is Howard Cosell replacing Stephen Cakeman.
I can't get rid of these people.
Today we'll be playing rock and roll on the third dance to the last day that's coming up very shortly, May 3rd. Then that takes me back to 1936 against the Cleveland Indians.
Marshall, I forgot to thank you, too, and thank you, too. And thanks to Linda Fink, and thanks to everybody, and thank you, Deborah, and thank you. And let's get out of here with the greatest song of all time.
Like Chinese. I like Chinese. They only come up to your knees, yet they're always friendly and they're ready to please. I like Chinese. I like Chinese. There's 900 million of them in the world today. You'd better learn to like them, that's what I say. I like Chinese. I like Chinese. They come from a long way overseas, but they're cute and they're cuddly and they're ready to please. I like Chinese food. The waiter's never rude. Think of the many things they've done to impress. There's Maoism, Taoism, I Ching and chess. So I like Chinese. I like the Chinese for three. There's Zen, they're ping pong, they're yin and yang. I like Chinese thought, the wisdom that Confucius taught. If Darwin is anything to shout about, the Chinese will survive us all without any doubt. So I like Chinese. I like Chinese. They only come up to your knees, yet they're wise and they're witty and they're ready to please. All together.
While I jump around,
While I jump around, while I jump around, 你好吗？你好吗？你好吗？再见。I like Chinese. I like Chinese. Their food is guaranteed to please. A 14, a 7, a 9, and light cheese. I like Chinese. I like Chinese. I like their tiny little trees. Their zen.They're ping pong, they're yin and yangies. I like Chinese. I like Chinese.
Aw, that's nice. We'll take one more phone call. Hello.
Steven.
Mimi.
Yes, it's your Chinese friend here.
Mimi Chin? Who, Mimi Chin of the, Mimi Chin and the Chinettes? Or is it now the Chin-Ups?
Chin-Head.
Hello?
Forever saying goodbye to you on
the- I know. We seem to be forever saying goodbye this morning. Yeah. It was a big dramatic close, and now we've got several postscripts here.
I think it's because you play these I Like Chinese songs.
Oh, yeah, Mimi.
It's your fault, Steven.
Oh, yeah, Mimi.
Yeah.
Mimi, I love you. I gotta go.
I love you, too.
I'll see you. Goodbye.
I need to call my old time used to be. Somebody long me down. I need to call my old time used to be.But at that time time I just didn't understand. I know she's a good girl, but at that time I just didn't understand. A helping hand. Thank you.
jealous. Robert Palmer on KSFX. Billy Jugs here. It's 23 after 10 o'clock, and we managed to put the studio back together here to at least continue playing the music today. See you later, Stephen. Uh-huh. He can still talk, and I guess that's what he'll be doing on the weekends, right? Mm-hmm. Talking to folks. It'll be probably the strangest talk show you ever heard. And I just want to complain myself about being defamed today by Stephen and his friends, especially Father Alfredo Blase, who called all the way from Philadelphia just to insult me. I don't know where he got that story about the purple prom dress that was stolen. I was very upset about the whole thing.
You can watch it happen on Thursday.
Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton.